In the military, the Augustan reforms created two different types of intelligence units, both of which were quite similar to the roles given to them by Caesar, only more generalized throughout the empire. The exploratore were cavalry scouts, the speculatore were couriers and clandestine agents. No longer up to the discretion of each commander, Augustus organized formal speculatore units. Each legion now had a 10-man speculatore subunit so that intelligence became an integral part of war. Since their use was generalized, they also took on responsibilities they did not have under Caesar, especially border defense. Many of the speculatore also ran independent communications networks that kept an eye on border areas. Speculatore were not only used in battle and on the borders, but also internally, where they often served as agents provocateurs, provocation agents. Unlike speculatore, the exploratore were rarely clandestine. Their main responsibility was to find enemy legions and measure their strength. They were selected from among the most reliable members of the cavalry troops. An example of a famous exploratore who had proven himself in battle is Tiberius Claudius. An example of a famous exploratore who had proven himself in battle is Tiberius Claudius Maximus, who during the Dacian War, while penetrating the enemy territory, captured the Dacian king Decebalus and beheaded him. Large exploratore garrisons were also established at the furthest edges of the Roman Empire to provide intelligence on neighbors and enemies. Although these were basically defensive, early warning alert units regarding foreign attacks, some of these garrisons were also used to penetrate foreign zones. This would be the closest Rome ever came to a foreign intelligence service. A good example of this is Hadrian's Wall, a massive stone wall and series of fortifications built around 122 AD across the north of Great Britain to prevent raids by Scottish tribes. Many of the Roman outposts along Hadrian's Wall included exploratore garrisons known as Cahors Militaria Equitate, responsible for conducting long-range reconnaissance missions. These garrisons consisted of approximately 240 cavalry each, and they constituted the largest auxiliary units in the Roman army. Despite the many reforms in the Roman intelligence apparatus, beginning with Caesar Augustus in the early days of the Common Era, we're talking 63 BCE to 14 AD, the Roman use of espionage was limited. Probably the most famous intelligence failure in the history of the Roman Empire was the Battle of the Teutoburg Fortress in the year 9 AD. This failure set the northern boundary of the Roman Empire and deeply affected the future history of Europe, not only with respect to the line between Romance and Germanic languages, but also with respect to Romanic versus Teutonic influences. The battle took place in the midst of an aggressive effort to Romanize Germany beyond the Rhine River. Although the Romans militarily held the area and the upper classes of the Germans were being raised more or less as Romans, the Romans made a serious mistake in trying to accelerate the process of Romanization. Among other things, Rome began to require tax payments in gold, a very rare metal in Germany.